Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with a summary of an approach to sermon preparation. This is a subject that is on my heart, and it's my desire to help especially young men who are entering the pastorate, to help young men in approaching their sermon preparation. This is a summary, and my hope is to go over each piece of this sermon preparation procedure in subsequent lessons. If you want to get the full-blown picture of this sermon preparation, please pick up my book, So Pastor, What's Your Point?, which is published by the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals, and it's available on Amazon.com. So, here is my sermon preparation procedure, or an approach to sermon preparation. Prayerfully, each of these pieces must be approached prayerfully. Prayerfully select your text. You may select your text by going through books of the Bible sequentially. Calvin favored this approach to preaching. You may select your text by selecting a text that particularly speaks to your own heart. Spurgeon used this approach to selecting texts. Once you've selected your text, study your text. You may consult commentaries, for sure. One of the things I do at this stage in my own preaching is first, study the text by outlining the text or outlining the literary structure of a text and doing my own word study. And I consult commentaries to answer particular questions or review particular problems. But you prayerfully study your text. Once you've studied the text, determine the main point of your text. I don't favor dividing the text into three or four parts. I want to get the main point of the text as a whole. Every text has one main point. Oh, of course, there are subpoints, but you and I must learn to gather the central and main theme of any particular text. This will help you out immensely because you want to be able to apply this main thrust, main theme, or main point of the text to the congregation. And so, once you've determined the main point of the text, you determine your sermon point. And the sermon point differs from the main point of the text because the sermon point includes an application to the congregation. And there may be many applications of a single text. There's one point to a text, but there may be many applications. And so a text may be applied in many different ways. And you want to use the best application in your circumstance for the congregation or the people to whom you are ministering. Determine your sermon point by melding an application to the point of the text and coming up with a statement that applies the sermon point to the congregation. Once you determine the destination of your sermon, then you construct a sequential outline, an outline that is logical, that moves from point to point, leading the congregation to the outcome you've already designed in your sermon point, leading the congregation to the application you desire to make in the congregation. There's a philosophy of ministry here. You're not simply giving facts to the congregation about the text, but you're leading the congregation into the truth of the text and an application of the text so that they go away with the point of the sermon on their hearts and are able to apply the text to their personal lives. And so the importance of a logical, sequential outline leading the people to the outcome. It's like taking a road trip. For example, traveling from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia. You want to reach your destination in Philadelphia, and you know the stops that you're going to make along the way as you travel along the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And it's a sequential trip down the road to Philadelphia. The sequential outline is similar. Then, select the details of the text. You can only use the details of the text you've compiled in your study when you have a proper outline, when you have a structure into which you may place the details of the text, the details of explanation and illustration and bits of application and some transition. So the outline is key. You must have a good outline in order to properly explain and apply the text. T.H.L. Parker, in his book about Calvin's preaching, puts it this way when describing expository preaching. There is no explanation, or there is no exposition without explanation. There is no preaching without application. Expository preaching involves both explanation and application. And this explanation and application comes in the details of the sermon. Now, once you have your sequential outline and you've utilized the details from the study of your text and have selected the right details, you can't use them all. You have to emphasize some details. Once you've completed the body of your sermon in this way, then you formulate your conclusion. The conclusion is where you clinch your argument. You've been arguing and leading the congregation to your application, and you want to clinch your sermon point in the hearts of your congregation. This is the idea of the conclusion. It's like pounding a nail through a 2x4, turning over that 2x4, and hitting the point of the nail to clinch it and bend it over so that that nail can't be pulled out of the 2x4. You need to clinch your argument in the minds and the hearts of your people. That's the idea of the conclusion. And once you've put together the body of your sermon and you've clinched your argument with a conclusion, then, lastly, you formulate your introduction. Introduction always comes last. And this is true because you can only put together a proper introduction, an introduction that introduces the sermon as a whole, when you have put together the sermon as a whole, and you have your conclusion. Then you can formulate a proper introduction. This is an approach to sermon preparation, and I commend it to you, because if you learn this approach to sermon preparation, it will cause you to operate more efficiently. And one of the things that we all need in ministry is efficient use of our time. And when you can efficiently utilize your time in preparing a sermon, you are ahead of the game in your ministry. Prayerfully select your text, study your text, determine the main point of your text, determine your sermon point, construct a sequential outline, select the details of your sermon, then formulate your conclusion, and lastly, formulate your outline. The Lord willing, I want to come back in subsequent lessons and give you a little bit more detail on each piece of this approach to sermon preparation. Thanks for listening.